in the niche, has Omar Jim Lahem, and she was me soiling her to climb out to the top. Came Hamdabarin of Parimar and Trying, where he tears me soiling and soiling, who makes a bar. So in first of all, the Torah mentions the name of the two leaders of the Jewish people, who were the spokesmen for Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. And the Torah in first Kabbalah mentions the name of Aaron before the name of Moshe. Shnei Shvot Pati Kabbalah, who Aaron Moshe, Asher Omar Adishem Lohem, and Tiwet Me Yisrael Me Asher Yisrael Al Tidesa. So Aaron is mentioned first. Heim Abzabrim El Pari Melech Mitzrayim Lehetzis Me Yisrael Me Yisrael Hu Meishe Be'arim. So in the second Pasi, in Pasi Chob Zayim, the order is reversed. And Moshe's name is mentioned before us. Why? Why is this very? So, Rashi discusses it. What's it called? Who are you, Moshe? Elu shehuskeru l'maylo, sheyodo yechaved le'amron. Who are you, Meishe, Asher Omar Abishem, Shmei Tzrad, but actually, it's also the theft increases. Yesh Mikemeis, Shemagdim Aren Limeishe, Yesh Mikemeis, Shemagdim Meishe Laren, Lema Ashesh Kulimtia. So the reason is why, in one Pasuk, in Pasuk Chavov, the Torah mentions Aaron's name first, and in the second part, in Pasuk of Zion, the Torah mentions Moshe's name first to advise us that they are shocked. They are both equal. They are both on par. At first blush, it appears that what Rashi means is not Rashi, it's Chazal, it's the Meresh Rabbe. It just effectively increases that the caliber of Moshe and the caliber of Aaron was up. In other words, Moshe was not superior to Aaron, Aaron was not superior to Moshe. This is the superficial impression that one is apt to get when he goes over this Rashi superficially. But that we could not say. The Rambam, in the Pirush HaMishnah Sanhedrin and Pirush Chilek, where the Rambam mentions the Yudgimu Ikrim, so one of the Yudgimu Ikrim of the Animayim is שנבואת מישה רבינו לבשולים פויסה אמיתית ושהוא אויו אבלם בין לקדמין לפונות לבוי מחות ורמבם לבוי in the animation we say it briefly but I don't know whether this lotion of the animation was composed by the Rambam or it was composed by others in conformity to the Rambam's Pirush HaMishneh in Sanhedrin, whatever. But in the Pirush HaMishneh, in Chilek, the Rambam elaborates and discussing this Iker of Yadus, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adin Kol Ambiyus, the Rambam says that this Iker does not only imply that Moshe Rabbeinu, Nibiyus wise, was that being a was attained the greatest degree of perfection in prophecy, but in general Moshe Rabbeinu attained the greatest degree of perfection in the realm of Ma'alei Hasichliyei, in the realm of intellectual understanding, and in the realm of Ma'alei Hamin. And the death is one of the Ikrei Hayat. And the Rambam bases it upon the Pasuk in Ba'alei Hasichliyei. In Ba'alei Hasichliyei, Bamidbar, Yudvei, Pasuk Vav, Zayin, Ches, Vayemer, Shimon Advarai, In Yir Nidiachem Adishem Bamaro, Elo Vesvado, Bachalei Medavabei, Lichein Avdineishe, Bichol Beisinemo, Pel Peadavabei, Umare Veloi Bechidei, ושמונה סדישם יאבית ומדוע לירייסם ולדבר בעד בימייש דברם בצל this parasha implies not only the Shemish Rabbeinu has attained the greatest degree of perfection in the Bui that goes without saying but also the Shemish Rabbeinu has attained the greatest degree of perfection in Ma'alos Hamilias and in Ma'alos Hashichliyei Not anyone prior to Moshe, and no one subsequent to Moshe, will attain that degree of perfection, either in Ma'alos Hasichliyei or in Ma'alos Hamin. It's true, I mean, the Rambam says it, that there is clear hopshis, there is freedom of will, and that anyone is free to be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. All right, he's free. But the fact is, this passage tells us, Loichin Abdimeshe Bichol Beisin Emeno, that Moshe Rabbeinu has attained the greatest degree of perfection that any man throughout the generations has ever or will ever attain. It's true, it's true, but we know that no one will ever attain that degree of perfection that Moshe Rabbeinu attained. It's true, but the fact is that no one did and no one will. And that the Rambam mentions in Perush HaMishneh is one of the Ikrim of Yad. Not just Adin Adin. In the Nemanim we emphasize in Bui Adin Adin. Avram Bin, but it's not only in Bui. In general, in the realm of Ma'alos Hamilias, and in the realm of Ma'alos Hasichliyei. If so, you'll find certain Mamore Chazal that on the surface appear to say that this one was greater, that the others were greater. But not all the Mamore Chazal do we understand? There are certain Mamore Chazal that we don't understand. So it has to be explained. But this is one of the Ikrei Hayadus that no one has ever, will ever attain that degree of perfection that Moshe Rabbeinu has attained. And the Rambam, also in Perush HaMishneh, when he discusses the Melech HaMashiach, so he says the Melech HaMashiach will be such a chochem, not in everything. Korei! Korei Bereish! But has to show him to say, like me. So how can we understand this Chazal that Rashi mentioned in this February of West Shabbat, Nilami Cheshkulne, that Meshe and Aaron worship one time? That's inconsistent with one of the Ikrei Hayadus. No one, no human being has been shocked with Meshe. Not in the others. So, there must be another pshat in this Rashi, in this Chazal. Leim aloch sheshkulim yesh mikeni shemagdim ala mimeshe
משמקימי שמדבי מישל הרי לימא ששקוד מתיה. In the Tetra of the previous week of Shmei, let's start it with the Tetra of Eil. So the Torah tells us in Shmei, Dalet, מדלת ויחר אף עד השם במישה ולימר הלי הרי נוכיחו הלידי יודעתי כי דבר ידבר הוא כי גם הנה הוא יצא לכחוסכו לרועכו ויצום אבריד. Then it's mentioned in Shmei דלת פוסק חוציין ואימר עד השם על הרי לך לשחת מישה המדבורו ונלך ויתישהו ביער ורקים ונשת ושרבה על דס פוסק says הדוי דוחסי פוסק נגיל עם פרס פהי חסד ואמת נתגושו צדק וישולם נשוק Chesed and Emes, generosity and truth, met. Righteousness and peace, kiss each other, embrace each other. So, Chesed Jah, Chesed is our, Arein was the symbol of Chesed. Shneimar, how do we know? In Leili Omar, Tumecho v'lurecho, מאיש חסידך. כשנציתי למעשה של בית העומד שודד חסידך, חסד, ראיתי זה, כאן לתארץ. אמת זה מושה. מושה הוא the personification of it. How we know? שנאמר ובכל בית שנאמר. That's in the parish in Malis. Tzedek ze Moshe. Tzedek is Moshe. Because Moshe was the personification of Tzedek, of justice, of righteousness. Shenema but there is a loche called Psukid Lipatski Meisha Lipatskinon, so I want to say the whole passage. Vaya Reish Yisrael Pishom Chalkat Mechetit Sofon, that's Moshe. Vaya Yisi Rosh Yom Tzitkat Adishem Oso Umishpotov in Yisrael. Tzitzkat Hashem also. So that has reference to Moshe. Moshe was the personification of faith. Sholem, Tzedek v'sholem noshoku. Sholem zar, shenema v'sholem uv'nisheir, holachiti, v'radim heishenot. Tzitzichem v'shmodam, v'tiro yivakshim tiyo. Sholem uv'nisheir holachiti, Yeradim Hishnu. So that means when Moshe met Arei, so then there was a rendezvous, a meeting between Moshe, who personified Emes and Tzedek, and Arei, who personified Chesed Nishon. Of course, 1000 Hinsch hat sich allen, dass der Moshe wird wirklich in der Zerrech und zu Emes nach zu Scholem und zu Chesed. Und Chazal don't mean, dass Arim wird wirklich in der Chesed und Scholem und nach zu Zerrech in Emes. But while Moshe was dedicated not only to Tzedek and to Emes, but also to Chesed and Sholem, but he personified primarily Tzedek and Emes. While Aaron was dedicated not only to Chesed and Sholem, but also to Tzedek and Emes, but he personified primarily Chesed and Sholem. So I think when Chazal says, "Yesh mikeni shemagdim aron leishe." יש מכם שמגדים איש אל הארים ראים הלוך ששקולים כיחות חזל don't mean that personality wise so ארים and מישהו that's impossible no one would like them but as far as the needest that Moshe for some and the needest that ארים for some What was the midas that Moshe personified Tzedek and Emes? What was the midas that Aaron personified Chesed and Sholem? As far as the midas of Chesed and Sholem vis-a-vis the midas of Tzedek and Emes are concerned, so that's what you cannot say. One cannot say Chesed and Sholem are more important. One cannot say Tzedek and Emes are more important than Chesed. They're both good. But we have to strike a balance. Sometimes, many times, maybe most of the time, there is a conflict. There is an apparent conflict in the academy between Chesed and Sholem, between Chesed and Sholem, between Chesed and Emes, between Tzedek and Emes, between Tzedek and Sholem. So we cannot say, well, this is more important than this. Never mind Tzedek, Emes. Most important thing is Sholem. This is the most popular country. Sholem, peace at all costs. No, both are good. But how do we realize a synthesis or a conciliation, a harmony between these needs that are seemingly diametrically opposed to each other? Well, that is the thing that we have to do. But both of them. Now, so, this is what Chazal means. The reason is why in Pasuk Chavov, Aaron is mentioned first, and in Pasuk Chav Zayin, Moshe is mentioned first, to advise us that the midas that Moshe represents and Aaron represents are both equal. You cannot sacrifice one because of the other. But it is remarkable. Now, the Torah before tells us by Dabir Rabbi Shema Meisha Leimeir Bei Dabir El Pari Melech Mitzroim In Yishalach Esne Yisroim Ma'arste By Dabir Meisha Lefnei Rabbi Shema Leimeir Kim Bnei Yisroim Yishom Eilai Jeyich Yishmeim Pari Vani Arauf Tosoim the Medrashay that this is one of the Kalvachemers of logic that the Torah mentioned Kalachema of life is very simple and self-evident Kalachema. In Bnei Yisrael Rishon Alay, Deich Mishnei Mitarei, Vani Agal Spotoy. Vaitaber Rabi Shem Al Nei Shev Al Arei, Vaitaber Al Nei Yisrael, Vaitaber Malach Mishroim, Vaitaber Al Nei Yisrael, Vaitaber Al Nei Yisrael, we don't find that the Rebbeinu or mentioned the Perek and answer to Moshe Rabbeinu's query, question. Moshe Rabbeinu raised a very important question before the Rebbeinu Shalom. His name is Hoyle Shomelai, Deich Yishmael Farei, Kalheimer, plain logic. Rebbeinu Shalom, did you give him an answer? Why? How is it that the Rebbeinu Shalom did not give him an answer? Obviously, the answer is implicit in what he should do. By Dabir Rabbi Shem al Nei Shev al Arein, by Tabim al Nei Yisrael, the Otarim Melach Yisroim, Lehetzi Ez Nei Yisroel Melach Yisroim. In other words, what, in effect, the Rebbeinu Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you raise a very important question. Kolchina of what? In Bnei Yisroel Yishomu Elai, Deich Yishmai Yitarei, Vani Agal Spasoi. So, I call the Chema. But the answer is that the destiny of Klal Yisroel of the Jewish people is not based upon life. We cannot understand the history of the Jewish people throughout the generations. On the basis of logic. On the basis of logic. So, we know what the Moscone was. Cities of Russia. Cities of Russia. Over 1900 years ago. So, he mentioned the answer on the basis of logic. What was it? He built a gate in Rome to symbolize the vanishing Jew. The same logical conclusion that the Reader's Digest 50 years ago discussed in a series of articles. I know it's older than you, but in those days I followed up the series of articles. It was such a portion. The vanishing Jew, of course the vanishing Jew. It was a bit of a portion in the days of Titus of Russia. And that was, but Titus of Russia, instead of writing an article in the Reader's Digest, there was no Reader's Digest in those days. So he built a gate in Rome that symbolized the vanishing Jew. Well, did the Jew vanish? Titus of Russia vanished. Titus of Russia vanished. And it's not for the fact that Titus of Russia, the Titus of Russia was preserved in the Jewish tradition as Titus of Russia, so he would hardly be remembered. All right, Shakespeare had the play about Titus also, but I think that it's not for the fact that his name was preserved in Jewish tradition. Even Shakespeare never met a Jew, so would not have written that play about Titus. Only because of the Jewish tradition. So he's remembered, all right? So according to Jewish tradition, it is Titus of Russia. According to the Gentile tradition, Titus is one of the great personalities in the history of mankind. But did the Jew vanish? They vanish! The Jew didn't vanish! But of the logic, he was right! The answer is the destiny of the Jewish people defies all logic. You can't explain it on the basis of logic. How can you explain the survival of the Jewish people throughout the generation, after the Chum Baishin and after Chum Baishin and after the Hussein and after the Holocaust in the time of Khmelnytsky, and the survival of the Jewish people after this last Holocaust, how can you explain it? How can you even explain the establishment of Medinat Israel? How can you even explain the fact that Soviet Russia, together with the United States, voted for the establishment of the Jewish nation? All the United States will understand. Truman will understand. But even Truman, such a nice person, but if not for Jacobson, so he would not have supported the establishment only because of an unknown Jew, a partner, a potential store who knew of it. But Stalin, the symbol of Tinas Israel, he joined Truman in demanding that the United Nations should adopt a resolution for the establishment of a Jewish state. Can you explain it, Alpilagic? Impossible. Impossible. Alpilagic, you can explain the logic of the articles in the Reader's Digest, but not the resolution by the United Nations. The answer is the destiny of the Jewish people defies the logic. This is what the initial settlement shall be. By the way, Rabbi Shemel mentioned the Arain, Bal Tadein of Ne Yisroel, Bel Tarein Malach Yisroel, Lehiti is Ne Yisroel, Me'arach Yisroel. Meshe Rabbein Yuez, Hei Ne Yisroel, Yishom Belai, Neuch Yishmei Yitarei, Vani Agol Sosoim. If it had been on a natural level, you would be right. But it's on a meta-natural level. But on a meta-natural level, so why do we have to do anything? But the Bein Shalom wants the Jewish people to cooperate with him. So that's why the Bein Shalom said to Meshe Dari, by Kaveim of the Yisrael, Bel Tari Melach Yisrael, Behitiyah in Yisrael, Meras Yisrael. You have to talk to the Jews, and you have to talk to Pani. Meshe and Aaron had this double mission. First, to sell the idea of the delivery of the Israelites out of Egyptian bondage to the Israelites themselves before you mention it to Pani. By Tabein of the Israel, you have to convince them. Dosen Babylon say, and there are many Dosen Babylon in every generation, that the Goetz, the scenario of Ascholo Budvash. And then you have to speak to Parimara Yitzchai. What's up, Opilai? Each year may be followed out. So we find now a rhythm. A remarkable paradox. In Potik Chavod, the Torah says, Hu arinu meshe asher omar avishem lohem hu itziu es ne Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim al tzideisam. Potik Chav Zayin, the Torah says, Heim am davrim al tarim alach Mitzrayim Lehentiyaz men Yisroel Mitzroim u'meishe v'aret. So, it is obvious that Potik Chavod discusses the mission that Moshe and Aaron had. Moshe and Aaron had in coping with the Jewish people, because they had a double mission, one to cope with the Jewish people, by Tabeim of Ne Yisrael. Number two, to cope with Paren, the Paren of Yisrael. It is obvious that in Potik Chavod, the Torah has suffered to the mission incumbent upon nation Aaron to cope with the judgment to Aaron the nation as Omar Hashem Rahim who sees the Israel American side. The Veda itself should take out their sight from Egyptian bondage, get rid of the servility of the Dotham the Aviram. Asher Omar Hashem Lahem Oitiyo Ebne Yisrael Me'arat Mitzrayim Al Tzirei Yisam Pasuk Chol Zayin obviously has suffered to the mission that was incumbent of Hamashiach Aaron to cope with Pare as it is mentioned explicitly Heimam Dabrin Al Pare Melech Mitzrayim Lehitzi Ebne Yisrael Mitzrayim Humashiach Aaron. So it is true that in both missions we were two spokesmen, Meisha and Aaron. In the mission to cope with the Jews, as well as in the mission to cope with Pharaoh. But who was the predominant spokesman in the mission to cope with the Jews? Obviously, Moshe. Who could become, I'm not saying that he was, but who could be considered as the predominant spokesman in the mission to cope with Pare? Then we could say Ari was the predominant spokesman, not Moshe, because Moshe complained about him. So Moshe said, Bayimah Meshe, it is mentioned in Potiphar, Bayimah Meshe with Nehad Hashem, Hinani Yaral Sposai, Beich Yishma Elai Paroi. Bayimah Hashem O Meshe, Rei Satiho Elichim Liparei, Vare Nochicho Yie Nibiecha. She's arguing it to Gmenecho, your interpreter. So who was the interpreter before Pare Are? So we could say that vis-a-vis the mission to cope with the Jewish people, so Moshe was the main spokesman. Vis-a-vis the mission to cope with Are, the Torah and the interpreter, he was the main spokesman. So then it should be in the reverse order. Posik Chavov, the deal with the mission to cope with the Jewish people, there Moshe obviously was the main spokesman. So the Torah should say, "Who Moshe Aaron Asher Omar Hashem Lahem, who tears the Yisrael out of Israel to the Yisrael." Then in Posik Chavdayin, the deals with the mission to cope with Pare, where Aaron was the interpreter. So he could understand if the Torah would say, "Came am davrim al parim elach Mitzrayim, lehiti ez nei Yisrael, Yisrael, hu arin umeish." But we find that. Why? Why that? So, it seems, now, the pshat divan is shkubin kechor, as I said before, is that the midas symbolized by Aaron and the Midas symbolized by Moshe Ashkul. So we have to have a Midut, if I can express it that way. When you deal with the Jewish people, so you have to meet out not only the Midas of Chesed and Sholem, but just to say, just Chesed and Sholem, full cost, ignoring Tzedek, ignoring MS, anything that seems to be conducive to Shalom, to Chesed, to goodwill, that should be pursued. No. Even in coping with the spiritual stability of the Dotham Vavion, of course, there is a need for Kabbalah Yisrael. The Torah recognizes the importance of of the mitzvah of Havat Yisrael and Havat Shantriya, that's Havat Yisrael, as much as all the modern rabbis, more. But there is no such thing as peace at all costs. It's a ridiculous idea. No one, even those who advocate peace at all costs, they only have reference at all costs at the expense of the Jewish people, of Jewish life, but not at the expense of their comfort in the United States. That's not peace at all costs. Why not give way everything to the Arabs, give more Jewish lives, to satisfy the Pope, to satisfy Arafat, to satisfy everybody at all costs, but not at the expense of depriving some of the millionaire Jews, billionaire Jews, of their comfort and luxury in the United States. No one is capable of advocating such a ridiculous notion, peace at all costs. Pay all costs, because these costs are not important costs to them. That's why they say peace at all costs. But when something important to a person is at stake, then no person will advocate peace at all costs. So, even in coping with the severity of the Dosan Babylon, and of course, we have to exercise tolerance. We have to exercise a lot of consideration and perseverance. But we cannot ignore Hashem, Tzedek HaMes, to pervert justice and righteousness in order to attain a spurious peace. Chas v'sholem. So, even in coping with the stability of Jews, so there has to be in zug of the midas of Moshe, of Tzedek and Emes, and the midas of Chesed and Shalom, the midas of Aaron. But in coping with the problem of the Jewish people, their own problem, their own spiritual and moral problem, their own spiritual stability, while we have to exercise both needs, both types of needs, Chesed and Shalom, and Tzedek and Emes, were the predominant needs in coping with the Jews themselves, are the midas of Aaron, not the midas of Moshe. Who are in Moshe? Asher Omer Ad Shem Lohem, who itziu es Nei Yisrael, mi Eretz Mitzrayim al Tirei. But we have a mission to cope with Tarei, with the same Yisrael. In the mission to cope with the Arabs, we also have to meet out Chesed and Shalom. Those who speak a militant language are not Bali Torah, even if they represent themselves as Rabbonim and mention the Rambam on television, they don't represent Das Torah, Ashkofer's Torah in any way. And they don't even know what the Das Torah is. They don't consult Potkin like Rav Meisher Feinstein, whether they are right in their approach or not. Their approach is grounded in their emotions. And then all the quotations from the Rambam doesn't make any sense. Just rationalization, even in coping with the riches of the same Israel, with Parimelech Mitzrayim, we still have to exercise not only Tzedek and Emes, justice righteousness, and even sometimes retribution. But we also have to exercise. But in coping with Parimah of Israel, with the hostility of sinning Israel, while we have to exercise both, but the predominant midas has to be the midas of Moshe, not the midas of the midas of Tzedekanet. In a doubling no time a time, the hastiers may be toil and be toil, who Moshe the eye, raise it first, and down later. But it was a kabob, where the Torah deals with the mission to cope, with the Jews themselves, similarly, servile Jews who consider Mitzrayim as an Eretz Orlot, all of Vosh, Jews who have self-hatred. Still, we have to, in coping with that, we have to exercise the midas of Moshe, of Tzedek and Emes, and the middle of our reign of Chesed and Cholem. But in that task, in that encounter, so are in first the middles of Chesed and Cholem are first, and then the middles of Moshe of Tzedek and Emes. So this is the meaning of the Chazal. Yesh mikini shemagdin Adam Meshed יש מכיני שמגדי מי של הארץ לימה לחושש שפול יותר not the personality but Moshe and Aaron of whom has been short no one was short of me no one but it's needed symbolized by Moshe symbolized by Aaron are concerned sometimes the needed of Moshe and sometimes the needs of parents are the predominant. This is the meaning of the Medrash. Ha-yimah ha-dichem al-arei leich likrat Moshe ha-mitboro ha-yilech ha-yitishinu ba-ar l-shim ba-yitchle and the meaning from Moshe and Aaron, that meaning represented a meaning of the meaning of Moshe and the meaning of Moshe. Chesed ve'emes in Goshu. Tzedek v'sholei in Yoshua. What is the matter? Let's analyze this positive feeling, because this positive feeling is followed by another approach, a remarkable positive. Every positive is remarkable. When I say remarkable positive, I only mean that it is positive to reach, it is important to delve into. Pay, behave, positive to Dallas, Chesed ve'emes nidgoshu, tzedek v'sholem v'shoshot, emes mi'aretz titzmoch, v'tzedek v'shomayim v'shkut. Apparently, positive faith is explanatory of positive faith. And it is to be noted that in respect to the seemingly apparent dichotomy and disharmony that exists between Chesed and Emet, the Torah says, I mean, the novice, Dovid HaMelech, he was also a novice, Jesus employs the expression Chesed v'Emet in Yisrosh. Chesed and Rashi, v'Emet and truth met, not in great picture, but they met. In respect to the dichotomy, the seemingly dichotomy between Tzedek justice, righteousness, and shalom peace. He employs David HaMelech, employs the expression tzedek v'shalom nashok, the chief of justice, and embrace each other. There is a difference between Yivgoshu and nashok. President Eleanor Roosevelt met with Stalin many times with Yivgoshu, but never he was a Kishon. Never was a Kishon, Yivgoshu. President Reagan and Gorbachev, I think, also met. So it was Yivgoshu for Kishon, Stalin for Kishon. Fortunately, Stalin for Kishon. So, why is it that David HaMelech, in discussing the weakness of the conciliation between Chesed and Emes, so employs the term Nigosh. Chesed and Emes met in negotiation. When you meet, as you meet, there's one surrender to the act. Well, sometimes, you know, of course, when modern Jewish leaders meet with Jewish leaders, they are ready to. Sometimes, so the enemies even create mutual concessions to each other. We don't embrace each other. We don't make an alliance. There is such a difference, such a divergence between Goshua and Moshav. Apparently, according to this positive theory, between Chesed and Emes, there can be a meeting, there can be negotiations, there can be slight concessions, but not for sure. In Tzedek and Sholem, not only can there be a meeting, there can be a shock. There can be an alliance. Why? Why? Now, in order to understand this question, we have to understand first the scope of Tzedek and the scope of Emes. Superficially, it appears that Tzedek and Emes are the same thing. He just changed some Kishon. Well, the Goyim says there is no such thing as changing some Kishon. Every word has its own distinct meaning. But I don't think the Tzedek and Emes are classified among the Shinis Kishon. Tzedek, Doko, Mishpot can be classified among Shins and Shins. But Tzedek and Emes, I'm not aware of. And even if they are classified as Shins and Shins, as the Goyim says, Shins and Shitoshim also are not the same. Every one of the Shins and Shitoshim has its own distinct meaning. So we have to know what is Tzedek and what even. I think that this is also pointed out in the next passage. Emes mi'aretz itzmoch, v'tzedek mishamayim mishkot. The emes, the truth, has to sprout forth from the ground, from the soil, from the earth, like a plant, like a tree. Tzedek, justice, righteousness, in Shomayim Mishkot, has to be beheld
from the skies above.
Today is not to be visualized as something that should sprout forth from the ground like a tree, like a vegetable, but to be perceived as something appearing in the skies above. Why? Now there is never a separation. And when the Rebbein Shalom decided to create the world, so then the Chesed said to the great man, it's not inspect the world at large, inspect the man. So the Chesed says, you born, it's a good idea to create man. Because man is the nature of the world. And he said, no, I'll be boy. Because man nature is not in his peace. Chesed is a need for Hemetz. Hemetz in the present likes to be country. More from the earth. To be wicked is not even practical. Think. One who has practical wisdom knows of the country that prevails among many American politicians. Live in that way. Why do you make it so stiff to the rich? The MS is very hard. That is difficult. So the MS said, how do you worry? It's deep and strong. Human beings in nature is disposed to be with us. Not to be safe, not to be safe. It's difficult. It's human nature. Mao Sakunifo. Not all it's a hemis and spiky rocks. He took the hemis and dropped it on earth. She never hemis me earth. It's more. What's the concept in this seemingly strange agorist? But it's all I'm trying to point out. It's in order that this world should survive, so then we cannot insist upon the whole MS to be realized at once. Then the world will not survive. The MS, of course, the aspiration is to be for the MS. For the MS can be achieved gradually, like planting a tree. It takes a long time. You see, and many seeds you put in the soil, they don't result in the outgrowth of a tree. Only you put in 100 seeds, so one of the 100 will result in the outlaw of the luscious tree. But most of the seeds that are put in the ground do not give such good results. And then we need to result, so it's a gradual process. You can't plant a tree now and enjoy the fruits next day. A certain tree shall take 70 years. The Gemara in Tainus mentions a chavurah tree, a carob tree. So it takes 70 years. And Chini Amago fell asleep. So he observed how a man was planting a chavurah tree. When he woke up 70 years later, he saw how a person was enjoying the fruit of the tree. And it's not a certain fanatics. The one, the advocates are a revolution. Immediately. The MS, as they understand it. Of course, most of the time, that's the epitome of Shecha. But the MS, as they understand it, come. They understand it. For them, this represents the essence of MS. For the one, Don't call it. My mother, the Henry Bar, had told me a story about Trotsky, Leon Trotsky. He was together with Lenin in the Bolshevist Revolution. So in the years 1903, 1904, 1905, many Jewish youngsters were involved in the revolutionary endeavor to overthrow the Tsarist regime, and Trotsky was already considered a leader, you know, on the Bolshevist revolutionary idea. Some Jewish leaders, this is a clear problem. Clear who believes in coming. But if the Bolshevist goal would be carried out, it would involve so much bloodshed against the Jews, because Jewish anti-Semites would be pogroms, and hundreds and thousands of Jews might have been shown and killed. Trotsky answered them, if the Bolshevist revolution has to be lived in the wheels, and the Bolshevist revolution has to be lubricated in the blood of the Jewish people, let the will be lubricated more and more. More and more! Was it fanatic? Why? Because he didn't believe in emissaries. No, I'm casting all the million pictures of me that I consider both of his communists as enemies. But he considered as enemies. But if he hadn't been a fanatic, you don't understand. Believe in Bolsheviks. But why don't you try to convert human society into a communistic society? Gradually. Yes. Gradually. Legislation. Step by step. To sow seeds. And sell the idea of communism to the people, to the masses, so that through democratic processes, so in every country, the government will be based upon communist ideas. Now, if the Bolshevist revolution requires blood and blood, let the wheels of the Bolshevist revolution be lubricated in the blood of every people, and especially in the blood of the Jewish people. Of course, everybody is very generous at the expense of the blood of the Jewish people. So, he didn't understand, he was a fanatic. He didn't understand the meaning of emes mearis. So, when you doubt for emes, it's mearis. We cannot achieve MS by the whole world, by other people, immediately. It's done gradually, in a nice way, start at home, by conviction, by education, and sometimes, and that's the dark of home, MS has very managed to the conversion of the whole world, of imparting the truth to other people. That's where you can't achieve it by force. You can't. But the tzedek is your mind. But when you question tzedek, has reference to a just and righteous behavior by the individual himself. Never mind the other people, but by the individual himself. If, let's say, a certain doctor now, United States, of course, blessed country, which other country is so dedicated to chesed and to justice, on a domestic level,
not on an international level, unfortunately, but on the domestic level of the United States. At the international level, unfortunately, it's not that it is effective or just at all, in any way. But on the domestic level, the United States is dedicated to chesed, to justice and to righteousness, more than any other government in the world. But, unfortunately, in the last few decades, very unfortunately, to the shame of the American people, the United States Supreme Court has rendered certain decisions in regard to abortion that made abortion an ice cream cone. It's in our face. That's all. If a woman decides that she's to have an abortion because she doesn't want to bother with too many children, she has two children, that's enough. Then, unexpectedly, she'll give birth to another child she doesn't want to. So, she can go to the doctor, have an abortion, without any hazard situation, nothing. It's very important that the perversion of justice, the perversion of justice, the perversion of righteousness, to involve an element of the presumption, and for the presumption is one of the ensuring that are universal, they apply to all men, it's of the science and the labor, very unfortunate, in the United States of America. So, I get charged in Chicago. I give lecture every month to doctors. And almost at every lecture, there are about 40 doctors who attend the lecture. And the 40 doctors are not just Shinto Shabbos. I remember 50 years ago when it was mentioned to me or to anybody, doctors, Shinto Shabbos doctors. Such an unusual phenomenon in doctors. Today, in Chicago itself, we have about 80 doctors. And the least of them has gone through a Yeshiva High School. The least of them. Many of them are smoking, and Torah and Salami, and who doesn't be Tzibu and everything. I mean, so stop. I sometimes, I get tired. Sometimes I get a child that say the doctor is not the patient. It's cold. I'm a patient of it. She won't have a book. Why? Not because of the house. Because of the house. Not at all. It's not that she wants to work. She wants to work. Not that she needs to work. You know, she needs a living. Her husband's like didn't do in the area. But she likes to work. She wants to be a career. So because of that, she wants to have a abortion. I like it. But it's only a beginner. She's a resident in the hospital. And she will, and because if you show the fire, so of course, what is it, sir? Under no circumstances, I've been shy. According to Rambam, maybe she ought to go the other also. Just like this, in order to preserve the job, has to show. So that's it. It's a question of tzedek. So, tzedek. Tzedek mishamayim mishka. When it's a question of the person himself, can he perpetrate an act that involves a perversion of justice, chas v'sholem. As far as tzedek is concerned, there is no excuse. The Eretz Yisrael has to say to you, no, v'shomayim nishka. Don't look down upon the earth whether the tzedek sprouts forth or not. So, unfortunately, the tzedek does not as yet fall forth from the earth. But Nishamayim, what does it say? We have to behold the idea of justice, the idea of righteousness, as it appears to us in all its brightness and in all its glory, high in the sky, above space. What does it say? Never mind. You'll lose your position. You want to be a doctor? You want to be a doctor. So you'll be a carpenter. You're smart enough to become a doctor. You'll certainly be smart enough to be a carpenter. And even if you want, so you'll be a pauper. So you'll be a chazar or a tzochim. Shon Aruch in the day of Hastings, that if somebody forces a Jew to be either unloved, even if he has to give up all his property and remain in the chazar or a tzochim, all his life, so he has to do it. Tzedek Nishamayim Mishka. Tzedek is reference to the just and righteous behavior by the individual himself, not vis-a-vis others, not to impart the message of justice and righteousness to others. But the Supreme Court of the United States decided. Never mind what the Supreme Court, never mind what the media says, never mind what the newspapers say. Of course the newspapers will say that an abortion, that's the business of the woman. Nobody's business. Modern people certainly cannot deny that the fetus is a living soul. Modern people would deny that. Every child in the first grade in kindergarten knows that one's fertilization, so it's already considered, according to science, as a living being. And the fetus, after 40 a day, certainly even the brains, the 40 a day. That's probably the reason, I think, as to why the halacha declares a fetus as 40 days, the age of 40 days, because the brain is formed embryologically at the age of 40 days. So whatever, everybody knows, but still, the woman's business. So, you have to look at Supreme Court decision, the way the idea of justice is interpreted by the Supreme Court of the United States. Nonsense. Tzedek Nishamayim Mishka. Look up, raise your eyes above, and consider what does the divine idea of justice and righteousness of Tzedek imply. What does it say? The divine idea of justice and righteousness. Tzedek Nishamayim Mishka tells us under no circumstances, perhaps in your Vayavis, perhaps in your Vayavis, but certainly not any other harsh situation can dispense with the obligation not to do away with the life of the fetus. Nishamayim Mishka, not there. No doctor ever asked me this question. But there are some, not Jews, I don't know whether I should say fortunately or unfortunately. I'm tempted to say unfortunately, because how is it that there are Jews who are ready to demonstrate against everything, against apartheid, they'll demonstrate and they'll scream and they'll demand sanctions. How is it there are no Jews who volunteer, very few Jews, to demonstrate against the abortion clinic? So you can say fortunately, because it's a mathematical approach to demonstrate and to utter, impolite expressions against the Supreme Court. It's not consistent with that at all. So it's fortunate, but it's unfortunate, because in view of the fact there are so many Jews who demonstrate against apartheid, and do not demonstrate against the abortion. But no doctor ever asked me to check. I don't know, I say fortunately for myself that no one asked me such a shock. But if the doctor will ask me, should I participate in the demonstration against the abortion clinics and to utter slogans that are not the most polite, I would tell him, no. MS Mieres, it's not. It's not that somebody wants you to perform an abortion. You want to demonstrate, to impart in a radical way, in a drastic way, the message of MS to everybody. No, that shouldn't be the message. MS Mieres, that's not the way to get a reversal of the Supreme Court decision. The way it is near, you have to sow the seed by educating the children, the youngsters, by imbuing them with Mao values. They shouldn't think that Mao and spiritual values are matters of taste. Some like ice cream, some don't like ice cream. Some like Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola, what was it? I don't remember. Coca-Cola, I really don't remember. It was a big machlekes. The first Coca-Cola or the second Coca-Cola? No, it's exactly, what is it, Coca-Cola? There's no machlekes in regard to Pepsi-Cola. So, it's Coca-Cola. So, moral values, spiritual values are like Coca-Cola. So some like the first Coca-Cola, some like the second Coca-Cola, and some don't know. So moral values, spiritual values are like Coca-Cola today. Coca-Cola today. So you demonstrate. So what do they come for? You declare that the fanatic. Sometimes you might even be good to him. So, MS Mieres, if it's a question of your own behavior, so tzedek mishamayim nishpat. Then you don't have to look at the ground whether the tzedek is planted or not. It's not attached to the ground. So what? But mishamayim nishpat. The concept of justice, righteousness, appears in all its glory, in all its brightness. High above, above all the planets, Mishamayim, Tzedek, Tzedek. So why should we worry about the United States Supreme Court decision? And even if the alternative would be to be put in prison, so a doctor should not agree to perform an abortion. But MS, question of demonstration, of imparting it to others, then we have it. That is the message. Kishen shen mitzvah leimah, dover ha-mishmo kach mitzvah shaloi leimah, dover ha-shel nishmo. And that, the chiyah, the answer is emisferi. You cannot convey the message of truth to other people who get service. So, MS Mieres, the tzedek, Mishamayim Mishkan, that's the reason why the positive chesed MS Mieres, tzedek Mishamayim Mishkan, in respect to the conflict that exists between the chesed and the mitzvah, and all this conflict. It's all in the question. There is a conflict between, I'll use these expressions, even though I hate you. There is a conflict between Orthodox Judaism on one hand and conservative and reformed Judaism. I hate to use these expressions, because when somebody uses the expressions, it might be interpreted that there are three denominations in Judaism. That's the most ridiculous concept that I read in the newspaper. Three denominations. Conservative, reform, Orthodox. Everybody asks you a question, yes, we also. Are you Orthodox? Are you Orthodox? Well, you are reformer. His father asked me only a week ago whether I'm Orthodox or reformed. Because she gave me a meal and I refused to take it. Of course, it was the kosher meal. Yeah. So she asked me, you are an Orthodox rabbi, not a reformer. I said, yes. Anyway, so I hate to use these expressions because there is no such thing as a conservative or reform Judaism. It's a misnomer. Conservative reform Judaism, that's a falsification of the others. In the most despicable way. But what should I do? That's part of the ring of today. So there is a conflict between Orthodox Judaism on one hand and conservative and reform Judaism on the other. So then the question is, what should we do? What should we do? How should we cope with it? So, should we be generous toward reform Jews? Of course, we have to be generous towards reform Jews, towards assimilated Jews, towards everybody. And by nations of the old convention, years ago, when Alexander and Ethel Rosenberg were convicted to die on the electric chair for espionage activities. Espionage activities. So then, Harav Herzog, Harav Herzog, and Harav Uziel and the Chazon Ish sent cables to the outgoing president Truman, and incoming. No. To the outgoing President Truman and the incoming President Eisenhower, that to commute your sentence. And why was he convicted to die in the electric chair? Because George Kaufman, a conservative Jew, in order to show his patriotism to the American patriots, so he convicted Mr. and Mrs. Rosenberg to die on the electric chair, even though Professor Oppenheimer, who certainly was the greatest expert on nuclear secrets and the atomic bomb, he said it was impossible, physically impossible for a person who was not a great scientist to convey any important information in respect to the atomic bomb. To show you the question. Just impossible. In other words, it wasn't even here. Oppenheimer said it. And Oppenheimer knew better than George Kaufman. George Kaufman, see, of course, he wanted to make a show of Yeshev retribution against an American spy for Soviet Russia. So the Chazon Ish and the Rav Herzog and the Rav Zuel persevered in sending cables, and they even made telephone calls to save the life. And someone mentioned, oh well, he's an atheist, the atheist. Chazon Ish told him, never mind the atheist. The Chazon Ish mentioned it in the sefer that the whole halacha from the beginning of the violin doesn't apply today. So, when it's a question of chesed to reform Jews, assimilated Jews, it maybe is, mulachis, of course we have to exercise chesed. And we cannot say, for the sake of MS, how can we act generously towards apikorsim, towards reform Jews, towards atheists? No. There has to be a conciliation between chesed and MS. But only a question. There can be a link between Torah Yadus, or let's call it Orthodox Judaism,
Zora Yahadut, any those who reject Torah Hashemayim, they cannot be a shakur. They cannot. We have to negotiate with them. Maybe we respect a certain matters, we can join. Has to show it to make an alliance between Torah Yadus and the Tom Rabbi? Has we shown a common garden for Gerot? For Gerashen? Has we shown? It is true that many of those who advocate this idea, they are motivated by Shem Shemayim. They have the purest motives. I said it at the OU convention, and I'll say it again and again. They have the purest motives. But, as I said at the OU convention, while the Malach said to the Malach HaKazarim, Machshav Ticho Ritzuyo Yitzhak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avon Ma'atzecho Einom Ritzuyim. The motive is sublime by some of them, not all of them. There are some so-called modern Orthodox rabbis who do not have such values, who are just advocating all kinds of alliances with Reform Jews in order to promote their own status in the eyes of the Reform Jews. I'm not talking about that. They don't deserve to be criticized. I am talking with those who are motivated to Shem Shemayim, who have sublime motives to reduce Mamzeres to a minimum. And I know what habit, because the Reform, especially conservative, much more than the Reform, have done on a spiritual level to the Jewish people. I have all kinds of shayles in Chicago, shayles of Mamzeres. Shailas of Manzera is because of the havoc done by conservative rabbis. And I know now it was mentioned, I think, by the president of the Rabbinical Council of America, that according to the statistics, that every year there are 30,000 gayos taking place in the United States of America, exclusive of Canada. 30,000 girls, and 2,000 of the 30,000 are carried out by Orthodox Rabbanim. 28,000 are carried out by Reformers and conservative rabbis, which is no girls. That means that the Reform rabbis and the conservative rabbis are contaminating the Jewish people with poor Jews. Such a ridiculous idea to become a person for Jews. I said at the OU convention that this is a ridiculous idea. It's like making the proposal at the convention of mathematicians. You know, everybody knows one of them have been in the mathematician, they all know that. And I think that even a kindergarten child knows it. A triangle has 180 degrees. Suppose one mathematician makes a proposal at a mathematician's convention, such great minds of great mathematicians, they should work on a special project of constructing a triangle, not 180 degrees. But three times as much, 540, three times as much, that will be an illustrious, glorious life. 540 degrees. How can you compare a regular triangle that has only 180 degrees with an illustrious triangle that has 540 degrees? So what is the answer by the mathematician? All the mathematical geniuses, it's impossible. It's mathematically impossible. Halachically speaking, it's mathematically impossible to appoint a common bezdin with representatives from the Orthodox denomination. Concerned the Reform, it's ridiculous. By definition, in this consists of competent and keen daloche. That's by definition of it. You make a common best consisting not only of fabulous posting, but of conservative posting, reform posting, solidity triangle, consisting of 540 degrees, not a triangle. It's not a bend. But the motive you change your mind to reduce non-zeros to minimum. And I know it's a problem, but they are making a big blunder. They are making a big blunder. This will not reduce non-zeros to minimum. This will escalate non-zeros to a maximum. But suppose it will reduce non-zeros to minimum. So, it cannot be a perversion of tzedek. So, Chassid Sholem, tzedek mishamayim mishkal. We cannot perpetrate a perversion of justice, of righteousness, in order to attain peace. So, Chesed Venice, there can be a meeting, we can talk, we have to be polite to them, we have to be generous to them, we have to do everything to help them to solve their problems, but Chas V'Sholem no Shoko, Chas V'Sholem to have an alliance. But tzedek and sholem, between real sholem and tzedek, there can be a real sholem. I trust that.